Christmas indeed. All right, now so now that Oleg's here, let's talk about how did you guys meet?
Well, me and the guitar player, we met 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we've been writing and playing ever since. And one of our projects that we had going on in our rehearsal space, we hear this guy across the room playing this mean saxophone. So I said, hey, you know, I'm creative and I like to be creative. So I went over there and said, hey, you want to come over and come jam with us? And he goes, no. Hey, he's Russian, so he's got persona. It's just kind of like, okay, I'll see you later then. And maybe a month or so passes by, and he says, come on, we got to get this guy over there. And I go try again, and sure enough, he says, okay, I'll come out. And we've been together ever since.
Amazing.
6 years.
Six, seven years.
Okay, and then you and our chopper, yes, how did you two meet?
We met in a rehearsal studio in Burnaby. Mm-hmm. Actually, Charts Studio.
Oh, dang.
Plug out to Charts.
Yes, I love Charts. It's been a while. I know they moved to a different location since way back in the day, right?
Way back.
Yeah.
When Nickelback was discovered.
Right? Yes. So how is that space? Is that where you rehearse?
Every once in a while,
yeah. Once in a while?
Great
okay.
place. Really good place.
All right. And then JB, how do you know JB?
JB's my cousin.
Yeah, so there's no explanation needed there. But Roly, I've known about 10 years. We've jammed together before.
At Charts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then Oleg, I met him, about 5 years I've known him now. Mm-hmm. And I've jammed with him, too, in different things. Like he was playing drums or sax, and I've jammed with him, too. Jammed with Roly and other people, too.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. All right, and you're going to tell me about this next song called Pushing Down.
Having some difficulties back in the day when you're young and in school and have a learning disability and everything just keeps coming down on you. This song's called Pushing Down on Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good song, guys.
That was Nirvana right there.
All right. So, Oleg, you said you had a mix-up on the date.
Yes, 26th of December. I'm sorry, yeah.
26th of December. So that's like Boxing Day.
Yep.
Boxing Day, if you guys want to, yeah, kind of chill and hang out with Oleg, hear some kind of sexy saxophone tunes. He's going to be
gonna
there.
It's going to be weird. I promise that.
At the Blarney Stone. Yes, if you want to have a weird time. Yes, go. And that's what we're all about here on the Wham Bammy Spaz Show. We like to keep it weird. Okay, we got the Wheel of Spiel on the desk. Okay, and JB, why don't you spin the wheel? So round and round she goes, and wherever she lands.
I'm getting dizzy.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, no.
So what's the topic?
News.
News.
Is there any news?
What's with the tariff, Donald Trump?
News? Well, I don't know. I try to avoid watching the news.
Yeah.
It's always kind of sad.
I got the news. I think the Jammed is playing December 14th at the Roxy.
That's the news. On WDJB TV.
That's right. Okay, spin it again. So whatever topic she lands on.
Work.
All right. What do you do for work, Chris?
I just sit at home and watch TV.
Oh, okay.
That's the best job ever.
No, you don't. You liar.
And create music. Don't forget that.
And yeah, that's why you're... Tell me about your nickname, Create Chris. Like that, yeah. How did that come up?
I'm the creator. Just like creating a melody. I'm the guy for melody, and that's what I do.
Yeah, and how about
you can play anything. You can hum a note, and I'll put a melody to it.
All right, Our Chopper.
Yes.
Yes, how did you come up with your name, Our Chopper? Chop, chop.
I pulled it out of a hat and put it on.
Nothing to do with, like, are you a chef or anything? No?
I wish. I would love to be a chef.
Okay, and or do you like the chopper motorcycles? No, nothing like that?
No, it's because I was playing drums at one point, and I was chopping away at them, and so I became the chopper.
I see. Okay, chopper, why don't you spin that wheel?
Sports.
Do you guys play any sports?
Lawn darts,
okay. Oleg, how about you? Any sports for you? Maybe in your childhood or...
No, I used to be kind of like advanced cyclist until I crashed badly, so I don't cycle that much anymore.
Look at you, a cyclist.
That's okay. Right, he used to do the Vancouver circuit there and going to Whistler and back. And
no.
I think he went to Soyuz and back.
Yeah. Soyuz and back.
To Portland and area.
And until he wiped out.
Oh, amazing. Okay. How about you, Chris? Any sports for you?
No. I just like playing music.
Yeah? Okay. JB?
Well, I used to. Nothing professional or anything, but European football, street hockey, ring hockey, things like gymnastics.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm a musician. That's where I sit right now.
Okay, amazing. Oh, yes. And then one of our friends from the Muff Dusters, I think she does, is it Taekwondo or something?
Oh, yes.
Judo. She does judo. She's actually judo. I think she's like some sort of champion or some sort of like a, is it, I don't know if it's like Olympics or I don't know what it is, but she's some sort of world athlete, which is amazing. And then tell me, how do we know her?
We played with them a few times on Gilligan's Island.
That's
in
right.
Ladner.
Yes, it's a secret special island for those who know. And Zigfest, tell me a little bit about Zigfest, guys.
It's awesome. You can go there here probably anywhere between 5 to 10 bands.
Mm-hmm.
You can camp there.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of Vancouver, but in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
In the middle of the river.
It's the middle of the river, yes, because you actually have to sail there.
It's just awesome. Awesome. If you have a chance, if you can figure it out or find some information on it, go check it out.
Or just swim there, yes. So let's play a song called A Sailor's Dream by the Muff Dusters.
A In my summer garden, I'll build a magic castle. Traces the edges of the
Right, and we are back, and we're going to continue with the wheel of spiel. Okay, Oleg, come on through, and then spin that wheel.
What do you call that?
Shopping.
Shopping. Shopping. Did you guys? Yeah. What are you guys buying these days?
Guitar pedals.
Guitar pedal for
and
you.
Synthesizers and everything. So.
Oh yeah.
Making
yeah.
my life more complicated. More gear.
Oh yes. Gear. Yes. Okay.
Christmas gifts.
Christmas shopping,
Christmas
yeah.
shopping, yeah. Anything else, like, for yourself? No?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, for me, yeah. it's usually groceries, because I hear it's a
I
good
love
thing
groceries.
To, yeah, it's a good thing to eat now and again.
Yes, yes. I'm really digging the pies out there, so.
Food is good.
Yes, it is. All right, spin it. Spin the wheel of spiel. There we go. Chris has spin it, and round and round she goes. Where did she stop?
Work again.
We're on movies.
Yes, movies. Let's do movies.
You cheated.
That's all right.
Your favorite movie
yes.
is Elf.
Elf. Okay. Elf. All right. Yeah, let's go around. What are your favorite movies?
Favorite movies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd say Harry Potter series, Rocky series.
You only get one.
Come on, no, but it's hard to say because I have lots of, like, music. I have favorite movies too, and it's not just one favorite movie.
Really?
There you go. We'll keep that short.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd have to say maybe Papillon.
Papillon.
Yeah, Steve McQueen.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't watched that one.
Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, okay. Oleg, what's your favorite movie?
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers, of course.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, let's do one more spin, guys. Go ahead, JB. Or yeah, Rolly.
Spinning the wheel.
Whoa. Movies
Moment.
Again.
No, fix something else. Yeah, one more
All
time.
Right,
yeah.
Spin it again.
There you go.
Games. Monopoly.
Monopoly's yours? Yeah. Yeah, you like to play that one?
Oh, I played that since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to play it where you put $500 in the center.
Yes.
So if you landed on free parking, you pick that up. It's not the right rules, but it made it more fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's Black Ops. Who's not playing Black Ops? The new Black Ops.
The new, there's a new one?
One of the best games going on right now.
Oh, okay.
We got a game creator or worker over here.
No.
Oleg's working at the
yeah
one of the big game
Are you, Oleg?
Somewhere yeah, out yeah. there.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, basically, I'm getting paid to play the games pretty much. It's
oh, okay. You're a game tester.
Were well, you with God of War for a couple of years?
I'm still there.
See?
Yeah, I'm going back. There's a kind of big gaming franchise called Gears of War.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my like fourth game with them, or fifth. I lost count.
Oh, okay. I love God of War. The puzzles, you have to kind of get out.
This was Gears of War.
Gears of War.
I
okay,
was
different
wrong.
One. Different one. Yeah. Okay. Yes, no worries. Okay, that's amazing that you guys are into that. Okay. Now we're going to get to the last song. And, oh, before that, shout-outs.
Oh, yeah. I think there's somebody on this radio station that's listening pretty carefully over there. I think his name's Paco.
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 Give it a shout-out to the Paco man.
Shout-out to Paco.
Yeah. Hi.
Anyone else, guys?
Hi, Soli.
Hi to all my friends.
Maybe the Muff Dusters, if they're listening.
Yes. Muff Dusters, got to do that. Yeah, awesome. Okay, and then tell me about this last song.
The last song is just about being pretty happy.
Yeah?
Very happy with life and just maybe in a new relationship, and you always feel light on your feet.
Yes, and it's called Light on Your Feet.
It is.
Yes, okay. And then
doing this radio station, I'm like light on my feet.
All right, and before we end,
see
guys.
How light,
you're floating.
Feet are floating.
Look.
Oh, light on your feet. Oh, I'm floating. Oh.
All right, and tell people where they can follow you, because you are such a new band. You don't have any social media right now. So where could they get a hold of you?
Probably the best way is to follow kind of like our main project called Bong Chow.
Mm-hmm.
You either just Google Bong Chow or just go like on a website called Linktree.
Linktree, yeah.
Search for Bong Chow.
Awesome.
You'll find everything in there. All the links and jumps will be there.
Or you can come down December 14th and we'll show you the way.
That's right. At
Roxy.
At the Roxy, folks. Yes. And anything you can recommend for drinks at the Roxy? What do you guys like to drink?
Beer.
Water.
Beer for JB. Water, yeah.
It's got to be IPA.
IPA? Yeah,
IPAs are the best thing going right now.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van!
Yeah, baby. And we're going to end with Light on Your Feet. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Somebody get you up, somebody get you down. Try to put your feet back on solid ground. I got no soles on my shoes, I got no treads on my feet. But sometimes I'm incomplete.
And I think there's like a little secret. You're going to say something at the end here. No.
Bah!
There it is. All right.
I forgot about that.
That said, buy it at your local store.
All right. Okay, so we got a few more minutes to kill here, folks, and we're going to talk about what kind of music inspires them. Any artists? Go for it.
Well, I'd say for me, I like all sorts of music, anything from classical to thrash to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'd say my favorite bands growing up, well, early years would be CCR and the Beatles.
Yes.
And then in teenage would be Rush in Boston. But anything. There's just too many bands I like a lot that I can't just name one or name two or three because there's just too many.
All right. Who are you guys listening to?
I always still listen to this day Blind Melon. Just one of my favorites. He was so creative as a singer, songwriter, and the band was just awesome.
I'll probably say two names. There's a bass player, Abraham Laboriel,
mm-hmm.
who's like an amazing bass player. And there's also like a band called Amorphis.
Amorphis.
Try playing that on the radio. Sorry, they're kind of heavier a little bit.
I like bands like the Budos Band, the Funkees. That's with two E's in there. I like Ott. I like Wire. And of course, you know, I like bands like Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden as well.
Amazing. Okay, and we're going to play the Budos Band. And yes, we'll catch you all next week. And I believe we have a live guest, and her name is Evie Kay. And you also see John in the house, my co-host, as well. All right, we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Maddie signing out.